week on the Andrew and Pete Show, big revelations with Jay Akunzo, we take things down a notch with Jay Bear, and have a dance-off with Anne Hadley. Stick your browser in incognito, it's the Andrew and Pete Show!
To the show with him,
Andrew,
and me, Pete. This is the show where your favorite marketeers battle it out to be crowned the ultimate marketing champion. Let's get this show on the road.
Room 101.
Kim Garst, welcome to Room 101! In this round, you get a chance to banish something that really annoys you about marketing into Room 101 to never be seen again. So, yes. Kim, this is your chance to have a little bit of a rant, dig a bit deeper, and tell us what really grinds your gears about marketing.
Well, one thing that really, really, really grinds my gears is those who think social media is the magic bullet, and they'll follow you or they'll friend you on Facebook, and they immediately send you a message saying, hey, take a look at my business, or they even say hello, you know? So that is my biggest pet peeve, I think, in life, especially in the social space. I mean, we wouldn't do that in real life, right? We wouldn't meet somebody for the first time and say, oh, look, I got this sale on my website, go check it out. And yet, so many times, I think in the social space, people think that's okay. You know, they'll connect with you and then they say, oh, here's a link to my website, or, you know, I've got this product that I just know you will love. How do you know I'm going to love it? Because you don't even know me. You haven't even said hello. I mean, it is insane that people think that's okay. And similarly, you know, kind of going along in that same vein is when people reach out and ask for something without having a relationship. I don't even know you. Why would I, you know, do X, Y, Z? So that's another thing I think is just kind of a crass way to further your business. Most people won't react positively to that approach. I'm just newsflash. If you've been doing it, please stop. and I guess that's my pet peeve. I think that's my number one thing. If I could banish that and kick that to the curb, that would definitely be something that I would kick to the curb.
All right,
I completely agree with that one. I feel like there's no debate on that one.
No
that
debate.
One is definitely going into room 101.
Yeah.
Tool, don't drool. Joe Palizzi. Joe, how are you feeling?
All right. I'm ready to spit up all over my computer here. All right, let's do this.
Okay, the aim of this round is really simple. All you have to do is tell us what your favorite tool is with a mouthful of water. That's about it, right?
That's
quite simple. There are 5 points to be won and 5 points to be lost here. You will win the points if you manage to tell us your favorite tool and why it's your favorite tool without spitting, spraying, drooling, or swallowing. But you will lose 5 points if you do any of those things.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yes.
Please take a mouthful of water, or in your case,
this is some Diet Coke. This is the water of life, Diet Coke. I'm not even paid by them. All right, I'm going to try my best here. Let's see here.
All right, okay, take a nice mouthful.
I feel like this might make it harder, a bit fizzier.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, Joe, what is your favorite tool and why?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe you took quite a big mouthful there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Oh, Google Trends.
Google Trends?
Yes! And why? Why Google Trends?
Okay, that's not fair, because it was growing If I had Diet Coke, and by the time I got to say Google Trends, it was already up in my nasal cavity. It's not fair.
Coke out the eyes was next.
But so I don't care if you have to take away points, that's fine. I will explain it. So the reason why I love Google Trends, it's an old tool, right? We've been using it forever. Mm-hmm. But as I talk about in Content Inc., my last book, I really believe that every company, everyone starting to build an audience has to have a content tilt. You talked about that before. And if you want to find a content tilt or an area of little to no competition where you can actually break through all that clutter, Google Trends is a fantastic tool for finding that. So you can say, okay, is the word being searched for? How often is it being searched? What are the variations for it? Where are the opportunities? So I absolutely, if I'm going to go and say, here's my editorial mission statement, I'm going to start doing searches using Google Trends to refine that.
That's really cool. That's cool. And that's completely free, right? There's not even a premium.
Completely free. Oh, yeah. Completely free. And, well, when you put in a search term, you can see the change over time, but then you can see the growing categories, the growing variations or the hot categories and then the cold categories. Mm-hmm. So you can say, oh, it's just over the last 6 months, this is really starting to take off. If I was getting into RFID chips, I can say, oh, these types of RFID chips are starting to take off. That's where the opportunity is at. And so if you're looking for a first mover advantage, there's an opportunity there when you're building an audience or media company.
Mm-hmm. That's brown.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Joe, for playing Tool. Don't drool.
Woohoo!
I have to go to the dentist.
Wrong answers.
Hello, Jay Akunzo, and welcome to the game where we ask you questions that you should know the answer to. But in order to actually score a point, you need to answer them wrong. For everyone that you answer wrong, you get a point. There's 30 seconds on the clock. And you have to go as fast as you can. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Awesome. Right.
I am going to time you, and Pete is going to ask the questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So are you ready, guys? 30 seconds on the clock.
Give us a countdown.
3, 2, 1, go.
Is McDonald's better food than Italian food?
Absolutely not. Are you crazy?
How many Spice Girls CDs did you own?
0.
Did you remember to put on underwear this morning?
Almost never.
Should we all subscribe to your podcast, Unthinkable?
Only if you have green hair.
What's better, social media or billboards?
Probably, I'd say billboards.
Are you going to win the Andrew and Pete show?
Absolutely not.
That's good.
You're on a roll. You got 6 wrong answers in 30 seconds.
Nice.
Oh my God. I'm happy.
That's good.
I did that's poorly, also well.
Yeah, you did pretty well. So far,
you did great.
Well.
Everything was wrong.
I want to know how many Spice Girls CDs you did own, though.
Well, that's a different round of the show.
The slow fire round.
Hello, Jay Bear, and welcome to the Andrew and Pete Show. I hope you're excited. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am Jay Bear. Does that include, is it slow this whole time? Tell me how much I have to do this. Or is it normal speed on the introduction?
It's normal speed on the introduction.
Normal speed introductions, okay. Mm-hmm. I can do that. I am Jay Bear, founder of Convince and Convert, New York Times bestselling author of 5 books, keynote speaker, MC, podcaster, and at one point, maybe still, the world's most retweeted person amongst digital marketers.
Ooh.
Wow, well, that is a fact.
That's fancy. I feel like you were going the opposite of slow as well, then. That was like mm-hmm. high speed. That was good. We're going to ask you 3 questions, but the catch is we're going to also give you 3 words that you're not allowed to use. And if you do use those words, you lose a point for every time that you do. The 3 words are marketing, social, and shared. That's marketing, social, and shared. You're not allowed to use those words.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so the first question is, what is your most shared piece of content, and why do you think that is?
I created a blog post and slideshare presentation many years ago that helps people figure out how to engage with their peers and other companies using the internet. It's called Blank Media Strategy in 8 Steps. It's been shared thousands and thousands of times. I think I already just cost myself a point. Thousands and thousands of times. A couple reasons for that. One, it was very, very early. And two, Google loves that piece and continues to drive traffic to it every day.
Fantastic.
But I would say if you don't think about one particular sort of micro execution, probably the thing that I am best known for across multiple formats is the premise of utility, which of course plays out in a lot of different ways, blogs and podcasts and strategy and all that. Many people think of their marketing, I just cost myself a point, their content through a utility prism. So that's probably the thing that I am best known for.
That's cool. Awesome. I love that you're picking yourself up on these as well.
And you're doing a good job.
I don't actually need you guys to keep score. I've got it. I told you.
All right. Question two. What is your biggest time saver when it comes to creating content?
Probably the biggest time saver is to start with video. Because when you start with video, you have audio. When you start with video, you have text. You can just transcribe it. When you start with video, you have photos if you grab stills out of it. So when you think about how to cascade your content, when you start with video, everything gets a lot easier. Upcycling to video is much harder. If you have a blog post, turning that into a video, you got to do it again. So I think the best time saver is always, wherever possible, to start with video.
Ah, that's cool. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. It's a great way to repurpose. Awesome. Okay, last question. And you said that as well without using the three words. Well done. When it comes to content marketing, what do you wish that you'd done sooner?
You just lose a point in the question. That's ridiculous.
Hey, we're the hosts. We're all right.
Yeah, we can say what we want.
All right, fine. Rules are not equally applicable. I understand. Fine. That's how you're going to play.
Come on. What's the thing? One thing that you'd wish you'd done sooner?
The one thing that I wish I had done sooner in terms of content is probably get more serious about video and YouTube. I'm still mostly terrible at it. It is clearly the future. People want to watch, not read. I think there's no question about that from a trend standpoint. And while I was very, very early to podcasting, late to video, and still, for the most part, don't do a lot on YouTube, which is probably a huge strategic miss. But as I would tell clients, the same thing, you can't be everywhere and be equally good. You've got to pick a place at some level. And for me, video is partially difficult because I'm on the road 200 days a year. It just gets a little tricky to execute for me. I could do it if I needed to, but I just haven't yet. So that's probably a mistake.
That's cool.
Interesting.
That is tricky being on the road all the time trying to do video.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why the video that I've done has primarily been my Jay Today show, which has been quick 3-minute live broadcasts from my phone or from my laptop, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, etc. Because I can do it from an airport, I can do it from a hotel, I can do it from an elevator. Doing a produced YouTube show like this show or some of the other things that you guys do requires a little more setup and lighting and gear. And I don't have that with me all the time, or at least I don't travel with that kind of stuff. So obviously I could make it happen if I really needed to. I just haven't.
Mm. For the future. We're going to be looking out for the produced mm-hmm. Jay show.
Jay on the go. Bear on the grow. Bear on the go.
I could set it up. Yeah, I could set up like Gary Vee and Marcus Sheridan and just have a videographer follow me all over the world, which would make it much easier, but I haven't done that yet. If anybody wants to apply for that job, let me know.
Ah, there we go.
That's cool. You could just turn your Instagram stories and compile your Facebook stories and Snapchat stories and Messenger stories all together.
and put them on YouTube. I think that would work great. I love nothing more than stories. It's my favorite thing.
Three awesome. Portraits in a row.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
You did pretty well there. You did pretty well. We're going to let you say the words now. So, Jay, where can people find out more about you and what you do?
Well, you can marketing share me on the social at convinceandconvert.com, jbear.com, and I'm at jbear pretty much all the places you'd want to find me.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Jay. You conquered the slow fire round.
Thank you.
And now, an intermission.
This podcast is brought to you by Atomic, the membership site for small but mighty solopreneurs and business owners. We absolutely love our members and we love to be hands-on. So if you've got a problem, we're here to help you out with it. That's why we always do our regular Atomic open hours and we are active in the group. Check it out at andrewandpete.com/Atomic. Tweet or no tweet?
Is it a tweet? I don't know. Is it a tweet or is it not a tweet? I don't know.
Hello, Brian, and welcome to Tweet or No Tweet. We have 5 tweets for you, and all you have to do is guess whether you actually tweeted these or if we made them up. So the more you guess correctly, the more points you win. Are we ready to go?
Let's get our Twitter on.
Let's get our Twitter on. Okay. So the first tweet. Happy Geek Valentine's Day to me. Got my new iPhone 5 charger case. Is that a real tweet or a fake tweet that we've made up?
I think that's a real tweet.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Correct. Real tweet.
Real tweet. Awesome.
Okay. I almost did when I admitted that. I knew that was a real tweet. That's even worse.
All right. Here we go. Tweet number 2. I never have everything I need to do a job. Thank God Home Depot is only a mile away.
I'm going to say not a real tweet.
That was a real tweet.
You even added Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. 16th of March, 2013.
2013, wow.
Yeah, we went far back.
I did remember that I lived a mile from a Home Depot. I just couldn't really believe I actually tweeted that.
Yeah. That would have been a pretty good guess for us if we'd made that up.
Yeah, it would.
All right. Every day is a good day for a burrito. Real or no real?
That's a real tweet.
Yeah.
It's a real tweet.
Yes.
Do you still stand by that?
Every day is a good day for a burrito.
All right, you're doing well.
You're doing well.
Too right. Okay, here we go. Tweet number 4. I hope to one day meet Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory.
I'm going to say that's not a real tweet.
Correct. That's not a real tweet. There was some Big Bang love on your Twitter from past, but not quite that one.
I do love Big Bang Theory, but I'm not sure if Sheldon would be my first choice, right? I'd have to go with Katie, or I'm not even sure her name on the show, right? So I had to think about what my own logic would have been. I would have prioritized over Sheldon, probably.
That's well true. Yeah. He is a man after all.
Yeah. I think I would go for Sheldon.
Bazinga.
Just for the laughs.
It's because he is Sheldon, basically. Okay, last tweet. Does anybody remember life before the iPad? How did we cope?
I'm going to say that's a tweet. Yes.
So that's a tweet.
Yep.
We know you so well. It's really hard thinking of tweets that other people might tweet.
Yeah.
But well done. You got 3 out of 5 there, so congratulations. Well
done. Marketing, snug, marry, and boy. Next up, we have the amazing Amy Schmidtauer.
Oh, that's me.
So in this round, we're going to give Amy 3 tools, tactics, or strategies. And all she has to do is tell us which one she would like to only use once, i.e. snug.
Yeah.
Which one she wants to use forever for the rest of her life. And it's only that only one she can use. i.e. marry, or which one she completely has to ditch, can never use, and that's avoid. All right, Amy, are you ready to hear your tools of choice?
Yes.
Awesome. So your 3 tools are Adobe Premiere Pro, mm-hmm. Final Cut Pro, or Camtasia.
Oh, this is very easy for me. I'll start with avoid. I want to avoid completely. Oh, maybe it wasn't easy. Okay. I want to avoid Camtasia because mm-hmm. it's just unnecessary for me at this point. I would only snog Adobe Premiere Pro at this point because it's just a spaceship I don't need to work with. A lot of the times it just has so many features, it gets to be a little bit overwhelming and unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And I will marry Final Cut Pro, and that's just obvious because I use it now and I pretty much have married it.
Yeah. Would you recommend Final Cut Pro for most of the listeners to use?
I definitely would, because the one we didn't actually list here is iMovie, and iMovie is sort of like the super beginner version of Final Cut Pro. So for a lot of people who are getting started with iMovie, Final Cut Pro is the perfect next step for them because it's a space that is going to look very recognizable when you're coming from iMovie, but you're going to have a lot more features to get creative and just have more flexibility with what you can do with the content in editing. So that's why I say I think I recommend Final Cut Pro for most, because video editors at this point should probably be using a Mac, in which case if you're starting with it, you're going to be using iMovie a lot of the time.
Woohoo. Awesome. Team Apple all the Woo-hoo. Way, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Amy, for playing Marketing, Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Mm. Now it's time for the quickest marketing tip of the week, starring our amazing guest expert, Fitzpatrick.
Try the ViscoCam app for your Instagram pictures.
And that was the quickest marketing tip from our guest expert of the week. This week on Marketing Tango, we have the spectacular Anne Hanley. Woohoo! Are you excited?
Yay! Are you excited? So excited.
Don't worry, you're not going to be doing any dancing today, unless you feel like it, of course.
Well, I always feel like it.
Oh, good. Right, in this round, you will be dueling it out against Andrew to win a lot of points, potentially. In this round, we're going to be playing a little jingle, and all you have to do at the end of each jingle is name something from a specific category. For every correct answer that you give, you get a point, so long as it's in time. And you cannot give the same answer as the previous person.
Okay.
If you can successfully beat Andrew, you will also win a bonus 5 points. A whopping 5 points.
That's quite a lot of points.
It's a lot.
Are you
ready to play?
I am ready. All right, let's do this.
All right. So your category is things you can write with.
Ooh.
Okay. So things that you can write with. We'll give you just a few seconds to
I'm a bit nervous about
have
this
a think.
One. I feel like you can write with a lot of things on. Blood.
All right. Okay.
A pen.
Crayon.
iPad.
Sharpie.
A pencil.
Chalk.
A Nokia 3310.
Paint.
Blood.
A MacBook Pro.
Chalk.
I said chalk.
Did you say chalk?
I think she might be a designer. Andrew, you failed me.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna hang up on this nasty Anne for beating me.
Congratulations, Anne.
You win the bonus 5 points.
Woohoo!
I'm not high fiving. Yay! Don't high five, Anne.
High five myself. High five, Anne.
Killer questions.
Welcome to the part of the show where you get to ask us questions and give us a little taste of our own medicine. Let's hear the question for today's episode.
Hi guys, it's John Asperian here and I'm a technical copywriter. My question for you is, do you think that there are any original ideas left? And what's going to happen when computers and bots are able to be more creative than we are?
Thank you, John. That's a great question. Big shout out to John as well. He is absolutely killing it. John, this is a really good question.
I think we've gone deep here.
We might have to go a little bit deep here. I think creativity is a beautiful thing, and I think technology is a far way out yet to completely taking over. They can do a lot of monotonous tasks and automated tasks. I think the real power is in the vision that humans hold that hopefully machines can't take from us.
I hope so.
For at least till, you know, we die.
Is there such a thing as an original idea, though, Pete?
That's a good question. I think there's original ideas to you, and there's original ideas to different platforms and industries and mediums. But it is a tough question, because who can say whether you've been influenced by another idea or someone else's ideas before you?
Or your own ideas, just ways you've implemented them.
Exactly.
I think there are definitely ways to be original within every single industry just by looking outside of your industry. When it comes to technology, I think technology just gives us more ways of being more creative rather than looking at it as a way to be less creative and more automated. I think bots and AI are quite kind of hot topic right now. There's a lot of debates about whether these are a good thing or whether they are a bad thing. In our opinion, it just gives us an excuse to be a lot more creative with technology. Yeah. And I think it's a case of maybe having a bot now in your industry might be original. That's not going to last forever. So it's not necessarily, is the technology creative? It's how are you using this technology, or how are you using this medium to be creative?
Surprise! Guest of the week.
This week's surprise special guest is none other than Tony Robbins, unless something ridiculous happens to Tony Robbins as well.
No, he's Mr. Reliable. If he said he's going to be here, he's going to be here.
He does have a reliable face.
He does. Oh, hang on. I've just got a WhatsApp from his assistant.
Here we go.
It says...
Here we go.
Oh, it says, he can't make it. He's currently choking on a piece of kale in his shake.
I told you kale was bad for your health.
Looks like you can't make it, Paul. Sorry.
Damn it. Guess we'll just go to the scores.
And that's the end of episode 6 of the Andrew and Pete Show. Andrew, what are the scores?
Okay, Pete, well, we are playing yo-yo at the bottom of the leaderboard here. Dropping down to last place is Joe Palizzi with 1 point. Falling in the spot, we have Amy Schmittauer with 4 points. Brian Fanzo and Mark Schaefer are on 6. Anne Handley leaps ahead to the middle of the pack with 7 points. Kim Garst is on 8 points. Peg Fitzpatrick is on 10 points. Chris Ducker is on 12 points. Jay Bear is on 13 points. But absolutely storming ahead now is Jay Akunzo with 25 points.
If you've enjoyed the show today, please subscribe. And also, this is our very first podcast, so we'd really appreciate it if you could give us a really nice rating and review in whatever app that you listen to your podcasts from. It'll help us out so much, and it'll help more people to find the show, too.
That, guys, was
the Andrew and Pete Show!
I'm going to die.